Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment News, and we have a report on some award shows. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everybody. The Producers Guild Awards were given out last night. This may sound like an industry thing, but the Producers Guild Awards, probably one of the better predictors of what could win Best Picture at the Oscars. The Producers Guild are comprised of just the producers who make the movies. It's one of the larger voting blocks for the National Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So for the past 31 years that this award has been given out, it has correctly predicted the Best Picture of the Year at the Oscars 21 times. So it's got a really good track record. And last night, the award went to Nomadland, the movie that's been winning Golden Globes and Critics' Choice and all kinds of awards along the way this year. It seems to be poised to do the same at the Oscars this year. So the Frances McDormand film, I can't recommend it enough. I loved it. I gave it a Dean's List A.
I'm still afraid to watch it because everybody has told me it's very depressing.
No, I don't think it is. I think there's a... there's a sad element to the film. It's this woman who loses everything. She becomes widowed, and her town is hit with recession and all the businesses closed down. So, I mean, that aspect of it is not happy. Mm-hmm. But she gets in a van, takes her stuff and gets in a van and lives on the road and lives in recreational areas and so forth. I think it's actually kind of uplifting. I think it's a statement about the human spirit. It's about the generosity of these her and other people who live this sort of nomadic lifestyle. I think ultimately it's uplifting.
All right, I'll watch. I do like Frances McDormand.
Yeah, she's so good. She's so good in this. The other Producer Guild winners last night included the movie Soul for Best Animated Feature. Queen's Gambit won Best Limited Series. This is all for the producers of these movies. The Crown took TV Drama. Schitt's Creek took TV Comedy. And also last night, they gave out some of the NAACP Image Awards. They've been giving out some of the awards just about every day this week. And last night, Trevor Noah from The Daily Show won Best TV Talk Show Host. Facebook Watches Red Table Talk won Outstanding Talk Series. The New York Times' The Killing of Breonna Taylor won Best News Special. Pixar Soul, again, winning Best Animated Movie. Jamie Foxx winning Outstanding Voiceover from a Performance. They're going to give out the big awards, the Best Actor, Actress, Best Picture, Music, all the major awards, the NAACP Image Awards on Saturday night. So we should be able to tell you about that on Monday.
I saw Soul, the animated feature.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's really, really, really good.
Yeah,
and a great message too.
It's just amazing to me how Pixar films are so consistently absolutely outstanding all the time. Story, animation, mm-hmm. Music, everything. I've never seen a bad Pixar movie.
Yeah, they are the best. Well, what happened to Johnny Depp? Was he in court this morning in the UK?
This morning in the UK, which would be 6 hours later. But he last November, the High Court there rejected his lawsuit against the Sun newspaper. He was arguing that he was libeled over an article that said that he had assaulted his ex-wife, Amber Heard, and the newspaper had labeled him a wife beater. So Johnny Depp went to court. The court last November ruled that the allegations were all true. So he took it to an appeals court this morning. And the Court of Appeals there also said that the original hearing was fair. The original hearing had made no mistakes. So the original decision stands on that. So he lost his appeal Next thing will be Johnny Depp's $50 million lawsuit against his ex-wife in Virginia over an essay that she wrote in the Washington Post that alleges many of those same things. But we're not even going to hear about any of this. This court case isn't going to come up until April of next year. So, you know, stand by. I know you Johnny Depp fans are, you know, looking for something juicy to bite into today, but we got to wait on that.
I hesitate to even bring this up. What's going on with Prince's ashes?
A phrase you never thought you would utter.
That's correct.
For any reason. It's almost the fifth anniversary of the death of Prince. Boy, I remember that day so clearly. I was doing one of these reports right here from where I am right now, and on my computer, you know, my computer screen went nuts with the bulletin that something was happening in Minnesota, something was happening at Paisley Park where Prince had lived, and we were just, you know, sort of covering it as it was happening. And it turned out it was the accidental fentanyl overdose that took the music superstar's life. So what's going to happen now? You know, people can tour Paisley Park where he lived, but they're going to put his ashes on display in the atrium of this compound so people will be able to come and pay their respects. 1,400 people in for 30 minutes at a time. Tickets for this are already sold out, but you can get your name on a waiting list if you you know, want to drive up to Minnesota to you know, try to get in on something like this. And take a look at the urn.
No, thank you. A quick break here, and then we'll talk about, among other things, some popular music going into the National Recording Registry. Dean, this story about the Village People makes me laugh, because I didn't even think the Village People were still in existence. Yeah. What are they doing?
That's what's really so funny about this story, is that apparently the National Recording Academy, the people who give out the Grammy Awards, were going to honor the Village People for their contributions. And you know what? They sold 100 million albums. They sold a lot of albums, you know, back in their day.
Hey, bad taste is timeless.
Can you go to any sporting event anywhere in America right now and not hear YMCA?
Right.
I don't think so.
No.
And the people get up and dance and they do their, you know, their hands YMCA. They do all the gestures. So the Recording Academy was going to honor them by inducting their song YMCA into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And the reaction to that from the leader of the group, also known as the policeman, the guy who dressed up as the policeman in the group, was no thanks. We don't want your honor. He is saying that the Recording Academy disrespects recording artists. There is a lack of attention to Hall of Fame inductees, and he calls the whole thing an insult. Here's the real throwdown. He says that when the Village People have their new album come out next year, he's not even going to put it up for Grammy consideration. So that's telling them.
Snubbed by the Village People.
Who knew that the Village People were going to have their first album in about 30 years coming out next year? I can hardly wait to hear that. All of this, it sounds like they're trying to ride on the coattails of The Weeknd, the singer named The Weeknd, who is boycotting the Grammys after his incredibly best selling album was snubbed for any Grammy consideration this year. So the Village People are, you know, getting on all of that. I've got our WGN Investigates team trying to find out the reaction of the cowboy, of the leather man, the construction worker,
oh, good,
the Native American. I'm just curious how they feel about the leader of the group saying, "We don't want your stinking Hall of Fame honor," basically, is what he's saying.
Yeah, it's fun to stay at the YMCA.
There Everybody get up, move your arms around. Tell us about Roy Wood Jr., Dean.
Roy Wood Jr. is one of the breakout standouts on Comedy Central. He's been one of the correspondents on The Daily Show since 2015. He is involved in all kinds of projects for Comedy Central with stand-up specials. He has put together a docuseries focusing on black comedians, and he is part of this special that they've got coming up, which will sort of be a compilation of some of the Comedy Central roasts that they've put on through the years. It's called their Hall of Flame special for Comedy Central Roast. So we did a nice satellite chat with him yesterday, and we talked about the special and all the things that he's working on. But as happens so often when these interview subjects hear the call letters WGN, they have some kind of connection. And even though Roy never lived here in the Chicago area, it turns out that he is a big Cubs fan and used to watch the Cubs on WGN TV.
Oh yeah, I'm a Cubs fan, man. I'm not even saying that to lie. My dad is old school Chicago. He used to do a radio show with Ernie Banks back in the day. So yeah.
I did not know that. I didn't know you had that. You know, we were, WGN was the Cubs station for years and years and years.
How you think I became a Cubs fan? Watching the leadoff man with Steve Stone and Harry Carey.
Oh, there you go. After everything I read about what you're doing on Comedy Central, I thought you'd be, exhausted. You're just doing everything over there.
You know what? I want to work as hard as I can so later on I don't have to work at all. That's all I'm trying to do. And, when you love it, it never feels like work, because because when you think about, all right, we're doing the Hall of Flame roast, right? And so next week, five-night event, just counting down all the worst, well, I guess the best of the worst insults in the history of all the Comedy Central roasts. I just get to sit in a chair, like I'm talking to you right now, and laugh at people insulting other people. To me, that ain't work.
Yeah, so that's a good job if you can get it, as far as I'm concerned.
Was his dad, Roy Wood, the famous newscaster on, I think, WVON?
WVON. I looked it up because I did not know that connection. But, he did a show with Ernie Banks. He was a mentor to Don Cornelius and helped him get Soul Train started.
Yeah.
And a lot of the shows that were on Channel 26 back in the day. But, yeah, his dad had a pretty impressive broadcast career.
Yeah, he did
in the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And before I get to the news here in 30 seconds, just give me the headline from the annual induction of iconic recordings into the Library of Congress National Recording Registry.
Yeah, these are songs and recordings that are going to be preserved for all time based on their importance. And Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation is going on there. The rapper Nas is going to be in the National Registry. Jackson Browne's 1974 album Late in the Day, Albert King's Born Under a Bad Sign, Kermit's The Rainbow Connection, Marlo Thomas's Free to Be You and Me are just some of the inductees into their National Registry. I'll talk more about some of them. I'm going to be filling in for Ana de Vlantas today from 1 until 4, so we'll pick it up again there.
Maybe I'll call in with a Bob report on your show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Later on today.
If you've got any...
got anything to say.
News about anyone's ashes or about the Village People, you're more than welcome to call in.
It's a date. Talk
to you
tomorrow.
High-quality stuff like I do.